It's that time here in Spain to talk again to Chris McCann. It's been a long time. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. Yes, it has seemed a while since we last spoke.
Yes, it's probably only a month, but time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, especially as we get older.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
even more.
Yeah. Anyway, today and I are going to take a close look at UK inheritance tax and what you can do to avoid or reduce it for your family and heirs. Although UK nationals living in Spain are subject to the Spanish succession tax regime, most also remain liable to UK inheritance tax as well. So let's start with the very basics, Chris. What is UK inheritance tax? Can you give us a brief summary of what this tax is and who it affects?
Inheritance tax, or IHT for short, is a UK tax on the estate of somebody who has died. The estate can be liable to IHT if the deceased person is deemed to be a UK domicile at the time of death. And if so, the tax will be calculated based on the worldwide estate. The estate can also be liable to the tax even if the deceased person is not deemed to be a UK domicile, because assets situated in the UK are always liable to the tax.
What are the tax rates and allowances, and what happens with spouses and civil partners?
The standard inheritance tax nil rate band is £325,000, and any unused amount on first death can be transferred to your spouse or civil partner, potentially giving your joint estate an allowance of up to £650,000 on second death. In addition, the residential nil rate band can provide an extra £175,000 allowance for a property that is or has been your main home. It should be noted that the residential nil rate band is available only if the property passes directly to your children or grandchildren, so you need to be careful when it comes to the use of trusts. The threshold is also reduced for estates valued over £2 million, tapering down to zero for estates valued over £2.35 million. After the deduction of allowances, the tax rate is a flat 40%, reducing to 36% if at least 10% of the estate is left to charity. Finally, transfers to spouses and civil partners are exempt from UK IHT, provided that you're both UK domiciled. If one of you is a non-UK domicile, their exemption is limited to the nil rate band.
Has the newer residential nil tax rate band helped families avoid this tax?
Well, obviously it has helped, but it hasn't stopped an ever-growing proportion of estates becoming liable to pay UK IHT, primarily due to a pincer movement, really, of recent rises in property prices and frozen inheritance tax thresholds.
How do you work out what your IHT liability will be, what assets are included, and how does HMRC know what you have?
It's relatively simple. To determine if you have a potential IHT liability, you need to value your estate. And when valuing your estate, you need to complete three main tasks. Firstly, you need to identify your assets and debts. Assets include things like bank accounts, savings, pensions, as well as property, household goods, and personal items. Debts include things like utility bills, mortgages, money owed on credit cards. They would also include funeral expenses. So once you've identified the assets and debts, you then need to estimate their total value. And finally, you can deduct your tax-free threshold to arrive at the value of the estate, which is taxable. Once you have your taxable estate, you simply need to apply the 40% tax rate. As regards how HMRC know what you have, there are many ways for them to check, some high-tech and some very traditional. For example, in the summer of 2010, HMRC launched their powerful computer system, Connect, which sifts vast quantities of information to detect otherwise invisible networks of relationships, meaning that HMRC can pretty much already put together a detailed picture of most taxpayers.
I know the reason that so many British expats remain in the IHT net, but this is because it's based on domicile and not on residence. So can you explain this a bit further?
Yeah, I can. Being resident in Spain does not exempt your worldwide estate from being liable to UK inheritance tax. As I mentioned previously, assets situated in the UK are always liable to UK IHT. Aside from this, again, as I mentioned previously, your estate is liable to IHT for as long as you remain a UK domicile. And despite having left the UK, many British expatriates remain UK domiciled for the whole of their lives. Domicile should not be confused with residence. Domicile is a complex and adhesive UK common law concept, which ascribes a domicile of origin to every individual at birth. Your domicile of origin will typically be your father's domicile, or the mother's if she is single, and so not necessarily your country of birth. The basic rule is that a person is domiciled in the country regarded as their homeland, otherwise described as the place where they intend dying.
So, can British expatriates change their domicile status so their estate is no longer liable for UK inheritance tax?
Yes, they can. HMRC has stated that any individual who has legal capacity can acquire a domicile of choice. This being the case, anybody can take steps to cut ties with the UK, to shed their UK domicile of origin, and adopt a domicile of choice in Spain. The advantages being that your non-UK-based estate would cease being liable to UK inheritance tax, thereby saving your heirs a significant tax bill. To acquire a domicile of choice in Spain, you must first be physically present and tax resident in Spain. And you must also intend living in Spain permanently or indefinitely. Since HMRC could examine your intentions and look for indications that you still see the UK as your homeland and may return at some point in the future to the UK, you also need to sever as many ties as possible with the UK. In doing this, you need to consider such things as the ability to speak, read and write the language, memberships of clubs or societies, details of wills, and the location of professional or personal advisors. In practice, HMRC will not consider domicile until it becomes relevant for some tax purpose. So you cannot normally ask them for confirmation in advance. When the time comes, you must be able to demonstrate, ideally with documentary evidence, that your background and lifestyle was consistent with your intention to live in Spain permanently or indefinitely. Remember, you may not be dealing with this yourself. It may be your heirs and/or executors who must prove to HMRC that your estate should not be liable to UK inheritance tax, so you need to leave all your paperwork in order. Also, remember that all assets based in the UK are always potentially liable to UK IHT, regardless of your domicile. So one important step is, where possible, to remove your assets from the UK. In other words, sell UK properties, ISAs, investments, and move the funds outside of the UK. and maintain as low a balance as possible in your UK bank accounts. Domicile determination is a highly specialist area, and we cannot stress enough the importance of taking professional specialist advice to ensure you get it right. Do-it-yourself domicile determination should not be an option if you want to avoid leaving your heirs with a significant and unexpected tax bill. Blevins Franks have been offering specialist domicile determination advice for decades, so if listeners would like to learn some more, they simply need to contact one of their local Blevins Franks partners.
If changing domicile is not a suitable option, or if people have assets in the UK, what can they do to reduce this tax liability for their heirs?
Regardless of whether you can achieve a non-UK domicile status, there are other tax planning arrangements available to help reduce your liabilities to IHT. Some are simple and some are complex. So if listeners would like to learn more, again, I would suggest contacting their local Blevins Franks partner. They will be able to help establish your current domicile status, how inheritance tax interacts with Spanish succession tax, and also what steps you can take to minimise these unnecessary taxes for your heirs. As always, listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, where they can find the contact details of all our local partners. Or if they prefer, they can also complete a contact form on our website, and a local Blevins Franks partner will be in touch as soon as possible to arrange the most appropriate next step.
Many thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure. We'll talk again in a few weeks' time.
I look forward to it, Howard.